Commonwealth Games 2026 are fast approaching, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of para swimming's biggest stars, Team England's three-time gold medalist, Rebecca Redfern, MBE. So, Rebecca, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For anyone that doesn't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and what event you're going to be competing in?
Yes, so I've been competing in para swimming for over 11 years. I've done 3 Paralympic Games, 2 silvers and a gold. This will be my second Commonwealth Games, and I'll be competing in the 53.
And what has preparation been like this time around, and how are you feeling ahead of the Games?
Preparation has been very, very different. I gave birth to a little girl 4 months ago. So I've got a 6-year-old son and my 4-month-old. And I think turning up and showing up to the Games, I think, is so important for me, just to prove that I had this dream of making a second Commonwealth Games, and I had a baby and I still push myself to make it. And I'm really proud to be wearing Team England.
Now, you have RP, retinitis pigmentosa. As a visually impaired swimmer, what are the key techniques or adaptations that help you perform at the highest level?
Yeah, so reduced visual fields, I think, is really important in racing, because it means that I'm so focused on my own race. There's no point trying to work out where other swimmers are. And I do a lot of stroke counting, so I know how many strokes it is to get from one end to the other. And I think for me, in training, it's really important to be training at race pace and counting strokes so that, well, I don't crash at the end.
And what does it mean to represent your country on such a big stage?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, to represent Team England, you only get that opportunity once every 4 years. It's so different to representing Great Britain, because it's more unique. And I think having the team being integrated as well, and we're racing with all of the able-bodied guys, that's a really special thing. And the atmosphere on the team is just great. Everyone is so proud to be Team England.
And is there a particular goal or achievement you're aiming for at these Games?
For me, it is just about showing up. Showing up and showing my kids that their mummy's pretty cool.
And your older brother, Matthew, will also be competing?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's the first time he's competing as an individual and not part of a relay. So for him, it's a really exciting opportunity. And I'm very lucky that I'll be there to witness that firsthand.
And with the Games being in Glasgow, will you have more family attending this time?
Yes, yeah. Well, Birmingham was the last one, and so that was pretty close to our home. But they're all travelling up to Glasgow as well, so it'd be fun to have a little bit of Redfern cheering in the crowds.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world when the time comes around. Rebecca Redfern, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.